Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November the 9th. The grains closed mixed, with December corn down 6¾ cents, closing at 341.5. That's a new contract low and low close. January beans down 13.5 cents, closing at 985. And December wheat up 2¼ cents, closing at 429. Well, the report was very bearish on the corn. They came out with a yield of 175.4. That's 3.6 bushels above the last report, giving you a carryout now of 2487. That's just under 2.5 billion bushels. The yield is a new record yield, bringing production to 14.578. That's up roughly 300 million over last month. So it's obviously a bearish report. Now, considering how short the funds are, I think tempered the downward movement to some extent. Had the funds been even or long, we would have been down 20 or 30 cents on this kind of news. But the fact that they're already short so much, it could have been a lot worse, in my opinion, than it was. The wheat number came in at 935. That's 25 million below last month's carryout. That supported the wheat. The wheat took an initial dive of about 5-6 cents and then came back to close higher on the day, despite the corn. The bean number came in at 425, 5 million under the government estimate. The yield was unchanged, but with the corn down, they smacked the beans. I think it was way overdone in the beans. We're down 13.5 cents. The crush, according to my calculation, should have been down about 9.5 cents. So I think they really overdid it here. I think the funds were certainly lightening up on long soybean oil and soybean bean positions, but I didn't see anything particularly bearish in the report. But with the corn, it was enough to knock it down. I was hoping that the beans would be the tide that lifted all the ships. Maybe it's going to be the wheat. But we need something out here. We've got an awful lot of grain to get rid of. The only thing that will rally this market, for whatever reason, if the shorts want to cover before the end of the year in the corn, and we can get a rally that way. But there will be plenty of pros willing to sell any good rallies in this corn market. It's going to take some exceptionally poor weather in both South America and the U.S. to negate these corn numbers out here. It's hard to think about what could happen next year if we have good weather on these yields. But it is what it is. The world corn stocks were up by about 3 million metric tons. The beans up by about 2 million. The wheat down about 600,000. So, again, we have plenty of grain out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.